war. I knew what it felt like to want to fight. I realized that no matter how much you want peace, you take a step towards violence when the war hits you personally. This is the same trap that has caught so many people in my country. The war has been going on all my life and all my parents' lives as well. Not many Colombians can remember a time when there wasn't war somewhere in the country. But it was not always as fierce as it is today, when so many armed groups are fighting one another, guerrilla organizations and paramilitary groups and the army. Some people say they are fighting for the poor, but the poor have suffered more than anyone else in the war. I think that some people are also fighting for revenge, or for power, or because they feel they have no other choice. Some young people join the armed groups because their families are poor and they see no other way out.
Okay, what do we know about Juan Elias so far? He comes from a small town called Agua Chica, where there has been a lot of violence. When he was 15, Juan Elias was involved in starting the Children's Movement for Peace. Only 6 weeks after that, his own father and his cousin Luche were murdered. Even though he was in the peace movement, Juan Elias wanted to fight back, to get revenge for his father's murder. But he knew that if he did, he'd get caught in a trap that has caught many people in his country. I think what he means is that when you fight violence with violence, you only create more and more violence. Let's keep reading near the bottom of page 7, starting with, "For many years."
For many years, people in Agua Chica managed to stay out of the war. People fled here to escape violence in other parts of the country. They came from all over Colombia, from the plains in the east, the coastal provinces of the north, and from the mountains that dramatically divide our country. For years,